Hello.
Hi, this is Cameron calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Just calling to give you an update that I still have not secured a provider yet. I'm still calling down the list.
If I was to find a provider and pay for it, will you reimburse me?
You would have to speak with your insurance company. You just save your receipt and give it to the insurance company.
And what's the price that they'll pay?
You just have to I don't know what the provider will charge you to tow. And so all you have to do is submit to the insurance company. And they can go into more details than I can in reference to them. I'm sorry.
They're not open right now, correct?
That is correct.
And
Monday morning
open?
I believe Monday morning at 8. Let me make sure what this is one.
Can you get a provider out there in the morning?
Ma'am, just give me 1 second, please. Okay, so with that, you would do a Mercury, and then if you do want to set it up for tomorrow morning, it looks way better, because on the list, one of the providers did say they'll do it in the morning. So you know.
I mean, we have the Bakersfield Police Department just contacted him and told him they have a suspect for him to get out of the area because it's extremely dangerous.
Right, ma'am, and I understand that the danger and everything that you're talking about, but my thing is I'm trying to find a provider. I'm
so
sitting here.
So if a provider can pick it up in the morning, just do that through the insurance.
Okay. All right, so we'll set it up for in the morning, okay?
What time in the morning?
7 o'clock. We'll have it set up at 7 o'clock for the providers. I'll put it on the board. You want to call us?
And somebody texted me saying to leave the vehicle unattended and they could pick it up without us there.
I don't know who that is, so I can't say anything about that. I know we canceled the other provider because he never showed up. And then that'll go on our record because, you know, when they tell us they're going to go do a tow, that's, you know, the obligation that they have with Emergency Roadside with them. But he said he was going to take the job and he was coming out there in 45 minutes and he never did. So
it says, hello, this is towing and roadside. We got an insurance. I have the phone number and they just said leave it and we'll be there tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't know who that is, ma'am. I mean, I know you're telling me, but there's nothing that we're doing. So if they say that to you, then you just get your receipt from them, and then you can submit it to Mercury.
No, this is through you guys. They were notified through you guys. That's why I'm asking, who's this phone number?
I'm not sure. That could have been the phone number from the provider that accepted it earlier that you said they never came. So I canceled it. So I don't know. It's canceled. We're looking for a whole new provider. I tried to call them several times and they didn't answer. And then we wrote a ticket out on them because they never showed up. They told y'all 45 minutes. They told us 45 minutes. And they never showed up.
No, and then they told us they don't have a flatbed. You guys requested a flatbed.
Yeah, we canceled them out. So I don't have anything. We don't have nothing to do with that. They're canceled out. They're on our alert board. Because they didn't keep their word.
Well, they were the ones that took liability for leaving it there.
Well,
so we're going off of that advisement.
Okay, but what was the name of the company? It was Bakersfield Towing. Yep, that's the one that accepted it, and they didn't show up. So we canceled from them. So they just text you and tell you to leave the keys and stuff in the car. That's something totally different. But we're gonna get we're gonna go through in the morning and you know and get a provider for you. I have it set up where you don't even have to call in.
7 o'clock in the morning, okay.
7 o'clock
that
in the morning.
In
they're gonna
hours.
Start they're gonna start working on a ticket. That is correct. And they'll be open and it should be way much better than tonight with the provider. Let me go ahead and this Pacific time, correct?
Mm-hmm. I hope the vehicle's there, yes.
It's going to be there. I have faith with you. I know this. I feel
I had
so
my
bad.
Husband, I had my husband take pictures of the vehicle as he's leaving it.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely don't need to be stressed with the defibrillator because I definitely understand about that. Okay, so... Yeah, I'm almost finished. We do 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, we're going to send this to the... All right, so we got it set up for you right now to be dispatched out at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And once again, I do apologize for the inconvenience. I hope all works out with y'all. I do want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and y'all be safe, okay?
Is there a way that you guys would be notified if there was someone in between now and 7 a.m.?
No, ma'am, because once we put the ticket out, it's already up there, and so nobody's not going to work on it until 7 a.m. Pacific time.
You
to get someone out.
So you can't do like an emergency or 7 a.m.
We got it for 7 a.m. and so that's when someone will work on it the way it's set up, because we got a whole lot of other calls that now we're about to try to work them out this time in the morning as well from California.
I understand that, but if we just called right now, there still wouldn't be anybody right now.
The ticket went to the board now, so I don't even see it anymore because they're going to work on it. We have another group of people that will be working on that 7 a.m. in the morning, right now.
Is there a way, though, to work it where if you found someone in 30 minutes?
No, ma'am, because it's already gone, and it won't be worked on again until 7 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my God. I mean, well, the insurance is just going to pay me out. I'm not liable for this. Okay.
All right. Once again, I do apologize. I do want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, you and your family. Y'all be
safe. I'm not
safe.
Happy.
I definitely happy. Understand. And you could speak with your insurance company Monday morning or
I'm
tomorrow.
High as I can.
Yes, ma'am.